Well, if you want to experience a night of liberty and freedom with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, you can do that August 16th. Great way to shake up date night starting at 7 p.m. It's going to be at the Civic Center at Anderson. I don't have a website or anything like that to give you, but you can look up the Civic Center at Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center, and you may be able to find a place to buy tickets there. In the meantime, you can win tickets right now from us. 800-905-0989. That's 800-905-0989. We'll take caller number one. He's former member of Congress, 22-year career in the United States Army. Lieutenant Colonel West served in several combat zones. And this is going to be a great evening at the Civic Center. Again, next Friday, August 16th at 7 p.m. All right, Lee.
Yes.
Hating men is apparently now a Democrat campaign strategy.
Even though they just picked one as their vice presidential candidate.
Well, they had to.
No, okay.
They had to. So, this is where we are. They did this with Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They did this with Hillary, and it did not work. This is when their message began over and over and over and over again. That, hey, we hate men. If you hate men, too, join us. Well, what men hear is we don't want your vote. So the whole theory on Tim Walz is that actually he was chosen because he's going to bring home the Midwest for her. He's a Midwest guy, and he's going to convince other Midwest guys to vote for Kamala, even though it's very clear that the Democrats hate men. Will that work? Here's MSNBC on that. They say no. Because Tim Walz underperformed Joe Biden.
Ooh.
MSNBC, y'all. They have to know this, okay? This is more evidence no other governor wanted to run with her.
See, that's interesting because they were talking about how Shapiro overperformed against Biden and Trump in his state when he ran for governor.
Yeah, and he did go do the interview with her on Sunday, although he did put something out saying he didn't feel good about it afterward. He wasn't sure if he wanted it.
Yeah.
And then she went with Walz. I don't think, and Van Jones said this too, I don't think she could have picked him because he's Jewish and they are now virulently anti-Semitic all of the sudden. Here's MSNBC describing how weak a candidate Walz is.
Now, here's the key, because this county, Democrats used to be much more competitive in. Look at this. In 2012, Barack Obama won 43% of the vote in this county. It was only a little bit more than 10 points that he lost to Romney by here. The floor fell out for Democrats here when Trump came along in that Clinton race in 2016, and they haven't recovered it since. And that Walz performance here, it's a little less than Biden's number, and it's a far cry from what Obama was doing here. And again, I'm showing you one. This is a stand-in for dozens of counties in Minnesota where you saw the same thing with large rural populations, blue-collar white populations, where Obama, and some of them he was winning, others he was holding his own just a dozen years ago. This is where Democrats have lost ground. You know, look at his electoral history. Tim Walz is in 2022, and the idea that he's got this automatic appeal with these small-town areas in those three key battleground states, you don't see it in what he actually did on the ballot in 2022. Now,
yeah, and a really great way to appeal to men is stolen valor. They love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, there's no way her team didn't know this was going to be a problem because it had been a problem for years in Minnesota with the men in his unit just dogging him about, hey, you know, you didn't go to Iraq with us. You know, you got busted down. You do not have the rank that you're claiming. And yet he did it over and over and over again. And it appears he also told multiple media outlets that he had served in the Iraqi battle. They repeated it and he didn't question it. In fact, as recently as Tuesday, when the news broke, Bloomberg was misreporting his military service in a favorable way. That leads one to think they either got it wrong or the Harris or Tim Walz himself, Harris campaigner Tim Walz, was the source. of this. And look, all the guy had to do was say, I served 24 years in the National Guard. Yeah. Great. Awesome. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Leave it there. That's Leave fine. It there. That's honorable.
That's honorable. He left as soon as his unit was called up to Iraq. He was supposed to lead them into Iraq. I guess he didn't want to go. He wanted to run for Congress. Okay, whatever. But don't ditch your team and then and send them, you know, have them go off to Iraq without you and then pretend you went.
And falsely claim that you took up arms in combat.
Right. Which you have never done. And that was what retired Command Sergeant Major Thomas Behrens, who served with him, said. He's never been in a war zone. He went for 6 months to Italy once to train. That is not a war zone. Although, if you're going to Europe for, like, say, a Taylor Swift concert, you may yeah. feel so. But, you know.
Exactly.
But not that. That yeah. was that was after. So, yeah. And he is absolutely furious. J.D. Vance just blistered him. J.D. Vance actually volunteered to go into what he knew would be a war zone, unlike Walz.
I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they're regretting they put it out there now, because he said that we, and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? When was this, what was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But true.
Yeah.
And you know what? J.D. Vance was, again, wondering aloud, like, I mean, you know, it's a coup every week now with these Democrats. So, I mean, is Walz going to make it to the nominating convention or no? Or
well, it's yeah. unlikely that the mainstream media is going to be following up on any of this or even probably even talking about it. So unless somehow the Republican, the Trump campaign is able to force them into it.
Yeah, I mean, look, if there was a Republican candidate like this, like a vice presidential candidate, they'd be done at
yeah.
this point.
Yeah, they'd be looking for the exits.
But him, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Kamala Harris, the team, just figures, hey, he's the only governor we can get. Everybody else ran off. We needed somebody. We got, like, you know, a week left, and he's willing to do it. So we just hope we can keep this under wraps and the media just moves on from it.
Yeah. That's what they're hoping for, I think.
Yeah, I do too. Coming back to this, Lee, this is terrible about Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
And you've done this story before, mm-hmm. okay? Because yeah. this sounds an awful lot like what happened to Jeff Duncan mm-hmm. and William Timmons, two yep. congresspeople from our area.
Yep.
Where they get that really awful, you know, feeling of being pulled aside right. and they're going, we're Congress members. Are you kidding me? We got selected for extra screening. And the problem wasn't that it happened once. OK, that could randomly happen. It's that it happens every time they fly. And this story, it is outraged the day after Tulsi Gabbard went on Laura Ingraham, blistered Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Particularly from a national security perspective, the day after she gets put on the TSA's terror watch list. Come on.
Now, this is a woman who is a former member of Congress
yes.
and a former presidential candidate for the Democrat nomination.
And also a she left the Democrat Party, which you never do. It's kind of like the Hotel California.
Yeah.
You can check out, but you never can leave.
Yeah.
Exactly. So so she's a former Democrat, switched over to the Republican side. But remember who Tulsi Gabbard is, okay? Tulsi Gabbard finished off Kamala Harris's mm-hmm. presidential ambitions the first time. Just absolutely took her to the woodshed for putting so many young black men in prison on marijuana charges. She's one of their toughest records when it came to that particular drug of prosecutors in the country, which is fine. Okay, it's illegal. Okay, do what you want. But then don't go on a black radio show and brag about how you smoke pot.
Yeah. So I guess Kamala was one toke over the line.
Yeah, and it put her campaign right over the line. I mean, she got finished off by Tulsi Gabbard, right? So the day after she goes and gives that interview, all of a sudden the order comes down to the shocked and stunned air marshals that she's been put on the terror watch list. She flies a lot, and she began to notice the full complement, multiple TSA agents, and I'm talking about their uniform security section, not the ones who process you, waiting for her, bomb-sniffing dogs, 45-minute-long investigations, top-down from top to bottom at every stop on the same trip, and a new designation on her ticket, which is quadruple S. So this, we're hearing it from her, what it's like to go through this, but we're also hearing it from these outraged federal air marshals, including the head of the Federal Air Marshal Union. Why is this woman on a terror watch list? Why is she being singled out for this treatment? They don't like it. They think it's wrong. So essentially, anytime, Lee, that she, think about the waste here.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Just absolute waste. And I guess this is what? This is some kind of message from Kamala. Leave me alone. Shut up. I'm running again. Don't wreck me this time. I don't know.
This is the weaponization of government on full, unabashed display.
Yeah, it's pure.
We're going to do this,
yeah.
And we don't care. It doesn't make any difference if you notice it or point the finger at it or say that it's wrong. We don't care because we're going to do this. And this is what happens when you go against the narrative, when you go against the ruling party.
Uncover DC, which broke the story, Matt Taibbi's now got another part of it, said Gabbard was initially placed on the list on July 23rd, so it's the day after she gave that blistering interview to Laura Ingraham, and that trios of air marshals first began following her on flights 2 days later on July 25th. As Racket would learn, surveillance was conducted on at least 8 flights with different 3 marshal teams for each flight. 3 marshals. Part of the Transportation Security Administration's Quiet Skies program. Now, this is incredible because remember the story we had earlier this year that the federal air marshals have been taken largely off of flights and sent down the border to process illegal immigrants faster. And remember, they were warning, we're going to have a catastrophic terror attack. We are not on your flights. Except, I guess, if Tulsi Gabbard flies. Because she has effectively criticized the regime. We're going to waste. And this after we find out, Lee, from, remember, NBC News, that they had caught a terrorist, released him, and allowed him to fly domestically. They gave him the papers to allow him to do that. A guy on terror watch list. And he wandered around, including taking multiple flights. We don't know how many because NBC didn't say. They just said multiple flights. And he had been on the terror watch list.
So I guess if you want to make sure that you're safe, be sure to book a flight with a Republican on board that is under the watchful eye of federal air marshals.
You know, I didn't think of that. Maybe, you know, because I got the pat down. I'm very eager to find out next time when I fly, am I going to get it again? I mean, I got the extreme one. The one she's describing, it's terrible.
Maybe there's some way you can monetize that.
Yeah, but hey, maybe we'll be safer. You're right. If I get an air marshal on the flight, maybe, you know, if you want to, you know, if I'm going somewhere, maybe I'll let you guys know so you can all book the same flight.
Exactly,
we'll all be safe.
Right.
Right?
Because they're watching you.
Yeah. You'll get to watch me all spread eagle. It'll be cool. And then we'll all get on the flight. It'll be fun. Well, now that the need to lie about Joe Biden has passed, we're going to learn all kinds of very interesting things about him and his operation. And it turns out Hunter Biden prosecutors just made a bombshell allegation. He was hired by a Romanian oligarch to influence the U.S. government. Oops. See, we were told that didn't happen. We were told Republicans were just mean, 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 and they were not very understanding about Hunter's disease. He's a drug addict, you know, and his dad loves him and is not embarrassed by him. And I mean, look, he's done some things that really are part of his private sex life. And those should have never been dragged before Congress. But other than that, he's innocent. And no, he has nothing to do. The Bidens have done nothing wrong. Huh. Well, it says here Hunter Biden was hired by a Romanian oligarch in an attempt to influence U.S. government agencies, earning about $1 million for that work. Work that was structured to, quote, avoid political ramifications for Joe Biden. We're going to find out about all this now. Who was then vice president. You know how they hid the fact that he had dementia? Lied about it, denied it? Because it served their interest? Well, now they can tell the truth. And we're going to find out all kinds of things about Joe Biden. It marks the closest prosecutors have come to tying President Biden to his son's overseas business deals. Why is this happening right now? Why is this occurring? What prosecutors are we talking about? DOJ. Who ultimately still controls DOJ? Joe Biden? They theoretically on paper answer to him, but no, it's Barack Obama. That's who they answer to. And by the way, it doesn't matter if Republicans are in office or Democrats are, if Joe's in office, if Kamala's in office, it doesn't matter. Same as the FBI. They don't answer to Congress anymore. Gabriel Papaviciou, a real estate tycoon, was facing bribery and corruption charges in his home country. In an attempt to avoid the charges, he hired Hunter Biden as business associates in 2015 to help with the case. Prosecutors say Hunter, however, was concerned that lobbying work might cause political ramifications for his dad, so the deal was structured in a way that concealed the true nature of the work he was performing. Now, here's the problem with this, okay? There's something called the Foreign Agents Registration Act. If you are acting on behalf of a foreign agent, you have to disclose that and what you are doing. It's federal law. Ask Paul Manafort, who had the misfortune of being Donald Trump's campaign manager and went to prison for it. Well, isn't it illegal when Hunter does it? Yeah. On paper, but they're Democrats. We all know liberal privilege, right? The greatest superpower on earth that human beings can have is liberal privilege. There's no such thing as white privilege, but liberal privilege, that's a real thing. It allows you to earn millions of dollars and not register as a foreign agent. Anyway, prosecutors say that this is from the UK Daily Mail. That was not actually what Papaciou was paying Hunter for, providing, quote, management services to real estate properties in Romania. Again, Hunter has never managed a property a day in his life. He and Hunter actually had an oral agreement on what Hunter Biden would actually do. Influence U.S. agencies on the tycoon's behalf using what? His daddy. Well, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what he did in Ukraine, too. Hey, I'm going to withhold $1 billion unless you shape up. We're all told we didn't hear that, but we did. We're all told we didn't see that video, but we did. What is this, folks? Why are we learning this now? Why would they tell you this? This is punishment from Barack Obama for Joe Biden defying him and not going quietly and endorsing Kamala in order to screw over the Democrat Party. That's why this is hitting right now. See how this works? It's anyone who opposes them. Even if you were formerly with them, but now you've run afoul of them. The lawfare works the same. Well, it looks like the Boeing NASA crew. Boeing NASA crew is stuck. This is the number two story on Earth right now by Hits and Clicks. The Boeing NASA crew is stuck. And they've been forced to make, under the Biden administration, what has to be a very embarrassing omission for the federal government. They've been working with SpaceX on a backup plan to retrieve Boeing's two stuck astronauts. Business Insider writes, it doesn't sound ideal. The astronauts, they're stuck up there on the International Space Station due to issues with the Boeing spaceship. And NASA officials admitted Wednesday that they ordered SpaceX to make a backup plan. And if Bush, Wilmore, and Suni Williams return to Earth on SpaceX's Crew Dragon, it won't be until February, 8 months from now. The SpaceX spaceship, Business Insider writes, has been reliably flying astronauts to and from the International Space Station since 2020, making it an obvious plan B. But NASA officials have avoided talking about the Crew Dragon backup until now. Oh, how awkward and delicious. Why have they avoided? Because right now, Wall Street Journal, a couple weeks ago, remember the report? The DOJ had just seen its first criminal case against Elon Musk, founder, because we can't have him giving half a billion people on Earth free speech. I mean, it's not, the elites know best. Elon doesn't, so screw him. So they were trying to put him in prison. And they had a legal strategy and everything. Well, it fell apart, and they weren't happy about that. So in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, they announced they were going to try harder this time on these criminal charges. They're coming at him in two different directions, one involving the SEC. Some criminal charges there, see if they can get him. That was, what, like a month ago, 6 weeks ago? So, I mean, when you're trying to put a guy in prison, one of the cases they're working on involves issues around him buying Twitter. When you're trying to put a guy in prison, it's really, really embarrassing to have to call him up and ask him to rescue the astronauts that are now stranded. When he manages to build and run SpaceX with about a quarter of the people that you are using on the federal payroll. Hey, Elon. Yeah. We kind of got some astronauts stuck. It was sort of embarrassing. Do you think you could help? There's that long pause. There always is a long pause with Elon. I could see, like, isn't this the same Biden administration's trying to put me in prison again? This is why they didn't want to admit they had to call him. I love it. So I guess Elon Musk is going to do everything. It's going to be, he's already the president. No. He is. If you look on X, he is conducting his own worldwide diplomacy. It's actually glorious. Because you know who he sounds like? Like any president we used to have, even the Democrat ones, back when they at least had to pretend to like America. Oh, you should read his Twitter feed. It's glorious. It's called X now, I guess. He's taking on the world's most brutal dictators. He's personally warned Maduro not to retaliate against these poor people that he's having his colectivos shoot in the streets. Warning him that, look, you know, you do this stuff, it's going to end up on X. Warning him, just go ahead, step down and resign. Now he's taking on European elites who want him arrested for allowing free speech all over the world. Somehow in his spare time, when he's not rescuing NASA's rear end, i.e. Biden's rear end on SpaceX, because the NASA astronauts stuck up there in the Boeing because of the problems with the Boeing machine. You know, it's like right out of an Ayn Rand novel. I swear it's Atlas Shrugged. In his spare time, he's taking on the world's regimes. And the reason I call him the acting president is because if you watch his feed, it's very powerful in these countries because of the power of X, because of the power of free speech, because of the power of having the most downloaded app on Earth for news. He's not even a news. I mean, he's not even a news organization. So the kinds of statements demanding freedom and exposing and challenging these dictators that used to come from American presidents, and will again if Trump is elected, aren't said anymore. Except by Elon, who is also, I guess, the acting president. I don't know, you might as well save the astronauts. Basically, you know, serve as a rescue service for NASA, all while pioneering, you know, space exploration. I don't know the guy sleep. I don't know when the guy sleeps. I don't know what he does. It just shows you the ridiculousness of our government. I don't even know why we pay for this stuff. Texter writes, headline, Elon Musk saves the world and all humanity. You know how they'll repay him? With a prison cell. Now, actually, I'm running this poll this morning given that the European Union liberal globalist bigwigs now want him arrested. They're blaming him for the riots in the streets of the UK. It's his fault because he let regular UK citizens have free speech. And in the Financial Times, one of the editors is accusing him of being a Nazi, being a fascist. Why? Because as he explains, free speech is a fascist value. It's a Nazi value. The Nazis practiced it. No, they didn't. No, they did book burnings. They were the original book burners of the last century. Free speech is a fascist value. Like, since when? People who lived in fascist regimes would have loved to have free speech. They just ended up dead. So Elon Musk standing up to all. Thank God for folks. Right now, I'm telling you what, if Donald Trump wins this election, it'll be because of Elon Musk. Because the Democrats are in a terrible, terrible position right now. Okay? They need to do the ballot fraud in these swing states that's going to get them elected. And depending on the state, they need to generate somewhere between 20 and 150,000 ballots. And the difference is that in the last election, as we know now, we didn't know at the time, we knew there was censorship going on because we saw people's accounts disappearing, people silenced, and you most especially were not allowed to question the election results because they were so strange. Well, last time we now know, the FBI had Iron Fist Stasi-style control over all of the social media. They don't have that this time, okay? We know last time, starting in June, the federal government contracted to build an app that would specifically censor mentions of absentee ballot fraud. Absentee ballot fraud. We know that from Missouri v. Biden, the case before the Supreme Court right now. Well, that ain't going to be running on X. So they have to be very, very careful. And this is why you see the hate, the frothing hate and the panic. Because if we have actual reporting, even by citizen journalists, that's allowed to run without FBI interference on X. And remember, the FBI was just the gateway for censorship for over 32 different agencies, including the NAACP, the DNC, not the RNC, and other folks. So you could just call up if you're a good Democrat, good standing, and just get something canceled. They can't do that now. So stealing this election for them in these swing states fraught with danger this time. They're good at it. I'm sure they have a plan. But if you've noticed, their plans have not gone so well this year. Trump keeps dodging these bullets in the most spectacular of ways. When you put it all together, I keep meaning to do this as a podcast. It's really, really almost sends you, it gives you a sense of awe. Think about this. He dodged not one, not two, but three bullets. Two of them cut his ear. The other one was just inches from his head. 34 felony convictions. Does anyone even talk about that now? Nobody cares. In fact, it got him $200 million. He lucked out in the other cases he shouldn't have, that the prosecutor was criminally corrupt, and so those have foundered. Kamala Harris wasn't supposed to be the nominee. They wanted Mark Kelly. Now they're going to have to convince the world she won in the swing states overnight. And they run the risk that somebody is going to do honest reporting. Folks, let me give you an example. Remember the van driver who was hired? He was just a regular male driver, realized that he was hauling filled out ballots from New York to Pennsylvania and wouldn't shut up. Oh, you didn't see him? That's because social media was censored. Last time, he'd have been everywhere on X. See the problem? They're scared to death, folks. This is why they're scared. They got to pull off this steal. And they can't do it in darkness this time, where they killed democracy. They're going to have the full glare of the light on them, and they're afraid. So Kamala Harris is promising to bring down prices. That's not the same thing as bringing down inflation. All the inflation we've ever had since Joe Biden took office, the full 9% of inflation, that's a rate, like a rate of speed. It's built into prices now. It's never come down. It's just continued to compound. So the rate of inflation has gone down, yes, but the prices haven't. Kamala Harris, who does not have an economic plan on her campaign site, did say this yesterday. She will bring down prices.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. When I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
A day one priority to fight to bring down prices. How can you do that? She says she's going to go after corporations for charging high prices, but she does not promise to do the one thing that would actually bring down prices. And she knows what it is. Stop the historic record-breaking printing of money. That is the only thing that causes inflation. Nothing else does. But here's the funny thing. She's letting you think, well, you got to vote for her and then she'll bring down prices. But she promised to lower prices in July of 2023, a year ago.
President Biden and I will continue to use every tool at our disposal to bring these costs down.
And so our Build Back Better Act will bring down both child care costs and elder care costs. And of course, we are doing everything we can to lower gas prices.
July 2023. We're doing everything we can to lower prices. How'd that work out? Prices go down? No, they went up. They went up. So what does that tell you? This is a totally empty promise. And if you notice what they're doing, they'll only offer one way to go after prices, and that is this. They are going to go after corporations. What is that? That is a passive aggressive, backhanded way of saying, oh, it's not our fault. It's corporations. These evil, evil corporations. We're going to go after them. And what do they propose to do? Sick the DOJ on them if they don't lower prices. When the corporations are just passing on the cost of the printing of the money, you put more money out there, you flood the sea of dollars with more dollars, each dollar is less valuable. That's all inflation is. More dollars you throw in, more dollars get sloshed into the ocean, the less each dollar is worth. That's the simple way that it works. Okay, so earlier on the show, I was trying to find where the tickets are for the Night of Liberty and Freedom on WORD. You can find that on our website. It's in the news section. And you scroll down a little bit, you can see it's called A Night of Liberty and Freedom with Alan West. And you can catch it there if you want to buy the tickets. Very affordable. You can go see him. There'll be food trucks. There'll be a Trump bus out there. A great night. Again, August 16, 7 p.m. at the Anderson County, South Carolina Convention Center. Well, it looks like the Boeing NASA crew. Boeing NASA crew is stuck. This is the number two story on Earth right now by Hits and Clicks. The Boeing NASA crew is stuck, and they've been forced to make, under the Biden administration, what has to be a very embarrassing omission for the federal government. They've been working with SpaceX on a backup plan to retrieve Boeing's two stuck astronauts. Business Insider writes, it doesn't sound ideal. The astronauts, they're stuck up there on the International Space Station due to issues with the Boeing spaceship. And NASA officials admitted Wednesday that they ordered SpaceX to make a backup plan. And if Bush, Wilmore, and SUNY Williams return to Earth on SpaceX's Crew Dragon, it won't be until February, 8 months from now. The SpaceX spaceship, Business Insider writes, has been reliably flying astronauts to and from the International Space Station since 2020, making it an obvious plan B. But NASA officials have avoided talking about the Crew Dragon backup until now. Oh, how awkward and delicious. Why have they avoided? Because right now, Wall Street Journal, a couple weeks ago, remember the report? The DOJ had just seen its first criminal case against Elon Musk, founder, because we can't have him giving half a billion people on Earth free speech. I mean, it's not, the elites know best. Elon doesn't, so screw him. So they were trying to put him in prison. And they had a legal strategy and everything. Well, it fell apart, and they weren't happy about that. So in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, they announced they were going to try harder this time on these criminal charges. They're coming at them in two different directions, one involving the SEC. Some criminal charges there, see if they can get him. That was, what, like a month ago, 6 weeks ago? So, I mean, when you're trying to put a guy in prison, one of the cases they're working on involves issues around him buying Twitter. When you're trying to put a guy in prison, it's really, really embarrassing to have to call him up and ask him to rescue the astronauts that are now stranded. When he manages to build and run SpaceX with about a quarter of the people that you are using on the federal payroll. Hey, Elon. Yeah. We kind of got some astronauts stuck. It was sort of embarrassing. Do you think you could help? There's that long pause. There always is a long pause with Elon. I could see, like, isn't this the same Biden administration's trying to put me in prison again? This is why they didn't want to admit they had to call him. I love it. So I guess Elon Musk is going to do everything. It's going to be, he's already the president. No. He is. If you look on X, he is conducting his own worldwide diplomacy. It's actually glorious. Because you know who he sounds like? Like any president we used to have, even the Democrat ones, back when they at least had to pretend to like America. Oh, you should read his Twitter feed. It's glorious. It's called X now, I guess. He's taking on the world's most brutal dictators. He's personally warned Maduro not to retaliate against these poor people that he's having his colectivos shoot in the streets, warning him that, look, you know, you do this stuff, it's going to end up on X. Warning him, just go ahead, step down and resign. Now he's taking on European elites who want him arrested for allowing free speech all over the world. Somehow in his spare time, when he's not rescuing NASA's rear end, i.e. Biden's rear end on SpaceX, because the NASA astronauts stuck up there in the Boeing because of the problems with the Boeing machine. You know, it's like right out of an Ayn Rand novel. I swear it's Atlas Shrugged. In his spare time, he's taking on the world's regimes. And the reason I call him the acting president is because if you watch his feed, he's very powerful in these countries because of the power of X, because of the power of free speech, because of the power of having the most downloaded app on earth for news. He's not even a news. I mean, he's not even a news organization. So the kinds of statements demanding freedom and exposing and challenging these dictators that used to come from American presidents, and will again if Trump is elected, aren't said anymore. Except by Elon, who is also, I guess, the acting president. I don't know, he might as well save the astronauts. Basically, you know, serve as a rescue service for NASA, all while pioneering, you know, space exploration. I don't know the guy sleep. I don't know when the guy sleeps. I don't know what he does. It just shows you the ridiculousness of our government. I don't even know why we pay for this stuff. Texter writes, headline, Elon Musk saves the world and all humanity. You know how they'll repay him? With a prison cell. Now, I actually am running this poll this morning, given that the European Union liberal globalist bigwigs now want him arrested. They're blaming him for the riots in the streets of the UK. It's his fault because he let regular UK citizens have free speech. And in the Financial Times, one of the editors is accusing him of being a Nazi, being a fascist. Why? Because as he explains, free speech is a fascist value. It's a Nazi value. The Nazis practiced it. No, they didn't. No, they did book burnings. They were the original book burners of the last century. Free speech is a fascist value. Like, since when? God, people who lived in fascist regimes would have loved to have free speech. They just ended up dead. So Elon Musk standing up to all. Thank God for folks. Right now, I'm telling you what, if Donald Trump wins this election, it'll be because of Elon Musk. Because the Democrats are in a terrible, terrible position right now. Okay? they need to do the ballot fraud in these swing states that's going to get them elected. And depending on the state, they need to generate somewhere between 20 and 150,000 ballots. And the difference is that in the last election, as we know now, we didn't know at the time, we knew there was censorship going on because we saw people's accounts disappearing, people silenced, and you most especially were not allowed to question the election results because they were so strange. Well, last time we now know, the FBI had iron fist Stasi-style control over all of the social media. They don't have that this time, okay? We know last time, starting in June, the federal government contracted to build an app that would specifically censor mentions of absentee ballot fraud. Absentee ballot fraud. We know that from Missouri v. Biden, the case before the Supreme Court right now. Well, that ain't going to be running on X. So they have to be very, very careful. And this is why you see the hate, the frothing hate and the panic. Because if we have actual reporting, even by citizen journalists, that's allowed to run without FBI interference on X. And remember, the FBI was just the gateway for censorship for over 32 different agencies, including the NAACP, the DNC, not the RNC, and other folks. So you could just call up if you're a good Democrat, good standing, and just get something canceled. They can't do that now. So stealing this election for them in these swing states fraught with danger this time. They're good at it. I'm sure they have a plan. But if you've noticed, their plans have not gone so well this year. Trump keeps dodging these bullets in the most spectacular of ways. When you put it all together, I keep meaning to do this to podcast. It's really, really almost sends you, gives you a sense of awe. Think about this. He dodged not one, not two, but three bullets. Two of them cut his ear. The other one was just inches from his head. 34 felony convictions. Does anyone even talk about that now? Nobody cares. In fact, it got him $200 million. He lucked out in the other cases he shouldn't have, that the prosecutor was criminally corrupt, and so those have foundered. Kamala Harris wasn't supposed to be the nominee. They wanted Mark Kelly. Now they're going to have to convince the world she won in the swing states overnight. And they run the risk that somebody is going to do honest reporting. Folks, let me give you an example. Remember the van driver who was hired? He was just a regular male driver, realized that he was hauling filled out ballots from New York to Pennsylvania and wouldn't shut up. Oh, you didn't see him? That's because social media was censored. Last time, he'd have been everywhere on X. See the problem? They're scared to death, folks. This is why they're scared. They got to pull off this steal. And they can't do it in darkness this time, where they killed democracy. They're going to have the full glare of the light on them, and they're afraid. So Kamala Harris is promising to bring down prices. That's not the same thing as bringing down inflation. All the inflation we've ever had since Joe Biden took office, the full 9% of inflation, that's a rate, like a rate of speed, it's built into prices now. It's never come down. It's just continued to compound. So the rate of inflation has gone down, yes, but the prices haven't. Kamala Harris, who does not have an economic plan on her campaign site, did say this yesterday. She will bring down prices.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. When I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
A day one priority to fight to bring down prices. How can you do that? She says she's going to go after corporations for charging high prices, but she does not promise to do the one thing that would actually bring down prices. And she knows what it is. Stop the historic record-breaking printing of money. That is the only thing that causes inflation. Nothing else does. But here's the funny thing. She's letting you think, well, you got to vote for her and then she'll bring down prices. But she promised to lower prices in July of 2023, a year ago.
President Biden and I will continue to use every tool at our disposal to bring these costs down.
And so our Build Back Better Act will bring down both child care costs
and elder care costs. Of course, we are doing everything we can to lower gas prices.
July 2023. We're doing everything we can to lower prices. How'd that work out? Prices go down? No, they went up. They went up. So what does that tell you? This is a totally empty promise. And if you notice what they're doing, they'll only offer one way to go after prices, and that is this. They are going to go after corporations. What is that? That is a passive-aggressive, backhanded way of saying, oh, it's not our fault, it's corporations. These evil, evil corporations. We're going to go after them. And what do they propose to do? Sick the DOJ on them if they don't lower prices. When the corporations are just passing on the cost of the printing of the money. You put more money out there. You flood the sea of dollars with more dollars. Each dollar is less valuable. That's all inflation is. More dollars you throw in, more dollars get sloshed into the ocean, the less each dollar is worth. That's the simple way that it works. Okay, so earlier on the show, I was trying to find where the tickets are for the Night of Liberty and Freedom on WORD. You can find that on our website. It's in the news section. And you scroll down a little bit, you can see it's called A Night of Liberty and Freedom with Alan West. And you can catch it there if you want to buy the tickets. Very affordable. You can go see him. There'll be food trucks. There'll be a Trump bus out there. A great night. Again, August 16, 7 p.m. at the Anderson County, South Carolina Convention Center. So Kamala Harris is promising to bring down prices. That's not the same thing as bringing down inflation. All the inflation we've ever had since Joe Biden took office, the full 9% of inflation, that's a rate, like a rate of speed, it's built into prices now. It's never come down. It's just continued to compound. So the rate of inflation has gone down, yes, but the prices haven't. Kamala Harris, who does not have an economic plan on her campaign site, did say this yesterday. She will bring down prices.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. When I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
A day one priority to fight to bring down prices. How can you do that? She says she's going to go after corporations for charging high prices, but she does not promise to do the one thing that would actually bring down prices. And she knows what it is. Stop the historic record-breaking printing of money. That is the only thing that causes inflation. Nothing else does. But here's the funny thing. She's letting you think, well, you got to vote for her and then she'll bring down prices. But she promised to lower prices in July of 2023, a year ago.
President Biden and I will continue to use every tool at our disposal to bring these costs down.
And so our Build Back Better Act will bring down both child care costs and elder care costs. And of course, we are doing everything we can to lower gas prices.
July 2023. We're doing everything we can to lower prices. How'd that work out? Prices go down? No, they went up. They went up. So what does that tell you? This is a totally empty promise. And if you notice what they're doing, they'll only offer one way to go after prices, and that is this. They are going to go after corporations. What is that? That is a passive-aggressive, backhanded way of saying, oh, it's not our fault, it's corporations. These evil, evil corporations. We're going to go after them. And what do they propose to do? Sick the DOJ on them if they don't lower prices. When the corporations are just passing on the cost of the printing of the money. You put more money out there. You flood the sea of dollars with more dollars, each dollar is less valuable. That's all inflation is. More dollars you throw in, more dollars get sloshed into the ocean, the less each dollar is worth. That's the simple way that it works. Okay, so earlier on the show, I was trying to find where the tickets are for the Night of Liberty and Freedom on WORD. You can find that on our website. It's in the news section. And you scroll down a little bit, you can see it's called A Night of Liberty and Freedom with Alan West. And you can catch it there if you want to buy the tickets. Very affordable. You can go see him. There'll be food trucks. There'll be a Trump bus out there. A great night. Again, August 16, 7 p.m. at the Anderson County, South Carolina Convention Center.